Hello?
Senator Robert Dole, sir.
Hello?
On the line, sir.
Mr. President?
I'm just returning your call. I was out last night and...
Well, you had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, well, Mrs. Nixon did a hell of a job and...
I understand.
She got a great reception when she returned, which she deserved.
Now, I didn't expect you to return my call. I just wanted to extend you best wishes for a good year.
Well, are you in Kansas?
I'm in Miami.
Miami? Oh, well... That's too bad.
Yeah, it's too bad. I called B.B. Brabozo before I came down to get the weather report. He said it's going to be all right.
Well, give him a call and go over and see him. Talk a little politics. Why don't you do that?
I might do that. He's a good guy.
Yeah, well, you call him and go out to dinner with him.
I'll be down there tonight and tomorrow night. And...
Well, fine. He'll enjoy seeing you, and he's totally reliable on Florida.
Right.
Totally reliable.
That'd be a good thing to do.
Yeah. Well, you feeling all right?
I feel good.
Fine. Well, you... We'll get ready for the big battle of the next year. We're going to have, I'm sort of going out of communication for a week while I prepare the State of the Union. So,
see, that's on the 20th.
20th, and then we have our big cabinet dinner that night, so we'll get everybody to, I'm going to expand that to include the top people in the White House, too, so that everybody, a big family, kind of an affair, you know. And
right.
That's when we're going to say goodbye to Maury Stans, too, for your information.
Right.
He's got to get over there and start raising a little money.
Well, I've been keeping in touch with John Mitchell. I think things are shaping up fairly well.
Well, we'll,
Ashbrook's any great threat have been saying nothing.
he's your old colleague, huh?
Yeah, we went to Congress together. And, I think the best thing on him is just keep quiet.
I think so, yeah. But my feeling is that, Bob, we have no choice, really, with
right.
both him and McCloskey. Of course, that means they're both going to get some votes. Anybody that runs around New Hampshire and shakes a few hands is going to get 15-20% of the vote. Well, I think the line we should take is that we're just aiming to get more than the other two combined. I wouldn't set it any higher than that.
What's Loeb going to do?
Oh, he'll be for Ashbrook.
Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah.
Bad.
But we can't. He's an old wild man. But...
I think we're ready as a committee, and whatever we can do, of course, we will do. And we'll be, we're working out closer with the White House, trying to get the right lines. We don't...
Well, one other thing we're going to do is to have a, at Mitchell's suggestion, the Republican governors, when they're here, I'm going to have a dinner for them, have you there and everything. And
oh, fine.
So, with the cabinet people, so that'll give a chance to hip hip hooray.
Well,
give them a briefing.
They want a bigger role in the convention. We're trying to work out something to please Governor Milliken and...
anything you want.
Others.
Yeah.
Good guys.
Absolutely. They're attractive guys. They can help us.
Milliken and Rockefeller and Reagan, you can't go wrong with those three.
Well, those three, and I think Sargent looks good, too. He appeals to people that we normally wouldn't get.
But they want to do more than make the keynote speech, and that's fine. We'll work out something with Mr. Mitchell at the right time. With the president.
Believe me, no, as far as I'm concerned, you can work out anything. You know, you and John, you work it out, I approve it.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, have a good time, Bart.
Good luck. Bye.